Greenland ice sheet is melting. Global temperatures are increasing. Sea level is rising. We've known these facts for some time now, so where's the news here? It's the pace of these changes. From 1900 to 2010, the Greenland ice sheet lost over 9 gigatons of ice. But in the last 7 years of that period, the melt accelerated ever more swiftly and outpaced every prediction made. From 2003 to 2010, the loss of ice sheet mass more than doubled the rate of the entire 20th century. The result? Greenland meltwater is gushing into the sea and global sea level is rising way too fast for comfort. How fast? According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, sea levels could rise by more than 3 feet by the end of this century. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, an agency not known for wild-eyed hypotheses, projects a rise of up to 5 feet, and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, predicts a range of up to 6.5 feet. Some scientists have estimated that if the entire Greenland ice sheet melts away, it could raise sea levels by more than 20 feet. Scary enough, but for the fact that many believe these projections may be too conservative. Coastal countries around the world are scrambling to prepare for this possible worst-case scenario. Here in the USA, Maryland is one of the states most vulnerable to sea level rise, along with Virginia, Delaware, Louisiana, and Florida. With our 3,100 miles of low-lying tidal shoreline along the Chesapeake Bay and Atlantic Ocean, over 250,000 acres of rural and urban lands are at risk, for they're all less than 5 feet above the high tide line. And sea level in the Baltimore-Washington metro area is rising faster than any other region along the East Coast. A storm surge like Superstorm Sandy, were it to occur at high tide, could lead to heavy flooding in Baltimore, Annapolis, St. Michael's, and the entire lower half of the Delmarva Peninsula. At this stage, experts believe the pace of sea level rise in the Chesapeake is about 4 millimeters per year. But as I've already noted, this is a feedback loop, where the pace of change grows year by year. We are in a race with time, and the imperative is to adapt. We need new building codes that require homes and businesses to be built ever higher above the floodplain. Coastal resiliency is the new law of the land. We need to encourage state and local governments to craft laws and codes that limit development on vulnerable lands and encourage people living there to move up or move out. The Environmental Protection Agency is not harboring any false hopes that this problem will go away. In its analysis of sea level rise, the EPA is telling us that we should not expect to be able to hold back the sea. Adaptation and mitigation are the more realistic pathways, according to the EPA. Maryland's history is replete with examples of towns lost to the relentless tides. Today, the eastern shore town of Crisfield, once called the seafood capital of the world, is at great risk. Salt water is encroaching, trees are dying, and people are moving away. One estimate predicts that by the end of this century, more than half of Dorchester County will be underwater. Sea level rise will affect human health, agriculture, population growth, and infrastructure. One conservative estimate is that globally 100 million people live within 3 feet of mean high tide, and another 100 million or so live within 6 feet of it. So we're not alone here in the Chesapeake region. We have plenty of company. What's important is that what we do in the next decade will set the stage for the rest of the century. And one thing is certain, you can't turn back the tide. You can learn more about sea level rise and how Maryland plans to adapt, plus view a model of sea level rise at your own address by going to aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.